You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 70.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at food. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Welcome, it's the beginning of another edition of V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark. I actually have nothing witty to say right now, Johnson. And this week's spoiler-filled review will be The Sandman Worlds End by Neil Gaiman. Hello, everybody! Before we get started, I'm actually in a good mood right now. I know. A rarity, if I do say so myself. I kind of did want to talk about the craptacular movie that is Predators, but I have something else I want to talk to. I probably won't cover that, maybe next week. So but if you're wondering whether to go watch it, don't. It's rubbish. Just watch the original and the second one. But if you really want to watch Predators, seriously, just watch the original. It rips everything off from the first movie. Alright, so I don't know if you guys know right now, but I'm 28. When you're 28, there's generally a 10-year high school reunion, and there was last night, and I must say, it was a lot of fucking fun. I was shocked at how much fun I had. It was someplace in the city, downtown, close to Chinatown, not too far from Fisherman's Wharf on Broadway, where there were a lot of strip clubs. It wasn't at a strip club, although that would have been awesome. But it was cool just to see people again and, you know, talk and chat. I mean, it's kind of easy to make small talk. What have you been doing for the last 10 years? Oh, you go to school. I hate small talk, but man, I did a lot of those questions, by the way. But what was weird is, I had a lot of fun. It's the only bad thing, well, there are two bad things. First, the food was fucking terrible. But I actually expected the food to be bad. But it was bad. It was rubbish. As Gordon Ramsay would say, "Get out of here, you! What is this? I'll eat this!" Yeah, the food was bad. So, well, what are you going to do? There was a bit of traffic. Parking was a bitch. All the things you expect when you go into the city. But what was disappointing is, I want to say, they say 70 plus people showed, and it's not 70 plus people out of our class. I think our class was around 150, maybe 200, I don't know, somewhere between 150 and 200, whatever. But out of those 70 plus, something like probably 40, 30 to 40. Whatever, half of the people were part of the class. it was really weird, right? First of all, I'm very fucking disappointed that people didn't go. It's like, man, I mean, I could understand a lot of people didn't go, obviously, from the numbers, which made it awkward for the significant others of people. But I can understand if you moved from fucking, or you, and you live far, right? Or maybe out of town for a wedding, whatever that, along those lines, or, you know, family emergency, of course. I can understand all that, but there were a lot of people that didn't come that still live in the Bay Area. I'm like, what the fuck? There were a lot of people, easily, I can name a dozen people off the top of my head whom I wanted to see. They weren't there. It's disappointing. It's really disappointing. I'm not as disappointed with my friends who I actually stayed in contact past high school, where you know, I could just call him and I see him maybe once every month or two. Oh, those are the people. But there are a lot of people I don't, and it's like, man, how do you not go? How do you not go if you live in the Bay Area? It's like, what could you possibly do that's, I don't want to say more important, but yeah, I hope this isn't our only reunion. I'd be totally disappointed if it was, but it's like, okay, dude, so what do you do that would, assuming it's not an emergency, like, what is going to trump this? This is once every decade. Right, whatever you do can wait till tomorrow or next week or a month later or even years later, whatever. Once a decade. So I'm very disappointed in some people that didn't show up. Actually, you know who I'm surprised didn't show up? I kind of wish she did. My ex. It would have been awkward and I probably would have avoided her. And I'm sure she would have avoided me the entire night. But it's like, man, I thought she would have go. Because what my friend told me from Facebook, she's obviously not my Facebook friend because she hates me, understandably. I guess she was going to drive up from Arizona and see if she wanted to pick people up in L.A. or some shit and drive up. And she seemed excited. And I don't know why she's friends with some of my friends on Facebook. That in itself is a bit weird. But she seemed excited, and maybe she found out that I was I don't want to be vain or narcissistic, but I'm going to be. Maybe she found out I was going, and then was like, I don't want to go deal with him. I hope that's not the case, because that's kind of sad. She's married now, and I'm sure she's happy and whatever. Not like I would have talked to her. Not that I don't have closure. I guess I do. That's sad. It would have been interesting to see her. I didn't mind. I don't know why people didn't go. Because to me, you will never get this anywhere in the rest of your life. It's like war, right? You go through it. It's some shit. It's not as obviously intensive as war. Because, you know, you go home and you live. But you'll never be with a group of people for 4 years where your emotions, like when you're a teenager, your emotions are all fucked up, right? And you're never going to experience that again, obviously, and you're never going to be with people who understand and been through it, and just all that petty shit should be out the window. I think it was, for the most part. People had fun, and I had a lot of drinks, and I don't really drink. And how many have? Not one, not two, not three. Not four, not five. I think I had six. I kind of wish I had stayed to go to the strip club later. But man, I was early, unlike some of you motherfuckers that were late and shit. I was kind of tired. No, it was good. It was good. Oh, another disappointing thing, kind of. Everyone and their mother is fucking engaged or married. I talked to a lot of people who, sorry if I did forget your name at first. Come on. I remember faces, not name. A lot of people remembered me, too. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like I was popular, but everybody knew me, because I'm a jackass. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, everyone was married. Like, we had a pretty hot class, and I'm like, man, everyone's here taken. And then, the guy friends were, and they bring some hot chicks. I'm like, man, everyone got someone. You know, after 5 hours, I know I left at like 10:30, after 5 hours of seeing that shit, I was like, oh, I kind of want to go. This is kind of, the more I drink, the more this is depressing me. And then I'm talking to everyone, and people are married, and this is so-and-so. The majority of people didn't have kids, but yeah, it was just like, man, everyone and their mother is fucking snuggling with their date or their husband or their wife or their boyfriend and girlfriend. And I'm like, man, fuck you guys. I think I said that too. I was like, fuck you guys. You guys are shit. Like, man. Ah, depressing. We're only 28. How is everyone married? No, it's not. I think, I forgot who. Someone was only married for like 6 months, but everyone seemed to be married around at least 5 years. I'm like, Jesus. Wow. My class of 2000, the marrying class. But so I couldn't try to hit on any women there because they're all taken. And then when the club finally turned into a club, yeah, a lot of unattractive chicks came in. Or even they were taken. Really? Fuck you guys. Hey, I don't need nobody. I'll die alone, you bastards. But I had a blast. I had a blast seeing everybody. Really hope we do it again. And if you're thinking about going to your reunion, or you, whether you're my close to my age or thinking about, just go. It's fun. All that petty shit is aside. You just drink and smoke and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Still disappointed that some people didn't go. But man, I hope they go to the next one. I hope there is a next one. But and I keep in touch with some people. Oh, I also learned that people that live in the Bay still, everyone fucking lives in San Jose. What is up with that? Who likes San Jose? Like maybe some people on the peninsula in Redwood City. A few more people in the city. But man, everyone's San Jose. So it's cool. I think I'm going to try to play ball, hang out with some people again. We'll see. Besides, you know, they got hot wives, hopefully hot friends, and a single friend for me. Really depressing. This is why I like staying alone and hermit everywhere I go. But, no, it was good. It was good. I liked it. Alright, enough of my reminiscing down memory lane. Remember back in the days when niggas had ways of Shelly Shades and corn braids. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, alright. News time, it's news time, people.
Vertigo News.
Now, from that high of the high school reunion, let's gonna go down to a low. This past week, Harvey Pickard died. He was best known for the American Splendor series and was 70 years old. And unfortunately, I've not read his work. I do want to read American Splendor. I may cover it in the show. I probably will if I remind myself. But I don't know. I didn't realize he was so old, because that one movie that came out a few years ago with the guy whose name I don't remember. Well, it's called American Splendor, so at least I know the title. That guy who's character actor, you see him in a lot of movies, you know, that guy. He didn't look old. Like, I don't know how young he was supposed to be or what that took place is. But, yeah, that's sad. That's sad. And the last bit of news, I'm sure there'll be a lot more news next week or next show because of, I was going to say WonderCon, but San Diego Comic-Con. And the Harvey Award nominees are Jason Aaron for Scout. No, let me do that again. The Harvey Award nominees are category Best Writer, Jason Aaron for Scout. Then you clap and Oscar. And Best New Series, Sweet Tooth and The Unwritten. And Best Continuing or Limited Series, Scout. Yeah, congratulations to all those people. Who is it? Jason Aaron, Jeff Lemire, Mike Carey, Peter Gross, and R.M. Guerrera. Congratulations, hope you win. Alright, enough of news. Oh, shit. I don't even know where my trade's at. Alright, let me grab it while we go down here. Hey, listen to the bumper.
And now it's time for the rundown.
Alright, this week's review is The Sandman, World's End, by Neil Gaiman. Harvey Award winner. Probably. How am I going to summarize this? I apologize, I forgot to summarize Transmetropolitan last weekend. The Sandman, World's End. Alright, so there's a group of human American travelers whose names are don't remember and who aren't that aren't important. They get lost in a storm and the dude crashes and they find their way to an inn. And at the inn they meet all sorts of weird people, like a centaur, an elf. Oh no, not an elf, a fairy. Although whenever I think of the fairy or the elves I think of fairies. No. Yeah, no. Strike that. Reverse it. Yeah. And then, like, dead people. Zombies? The undead? I don't know what they're called. And then everyone tells a story. Like Biggie said, hey, yo, I got a story to tell. Everyone tells a story and passing the time while the storm is outside. A storm, I think they call it a reality storm, a storm that breaks down, all that crap, whatever. Alright, that's pretty much the whole thing. Storm ends, people leave and go along their merry way. The end. Now, I'm going to start off with the intro, as I like to start off with intros. And surprisingly, there was a Stephen King intro, and I was like, Stephen King? You read comics? You probably just read The Sandman. And that was a bit surprising. He says all the normal stuff, you know. It's fine, but I was like, wow, Stephen King. But, alright, this is the 8th trade. I think after 7 trades, or 8, whatever, however you want to look at it, I'm finally getting a handle on how to review The Sandman, alright? Normally, I prefer to review each trade in a series as a whole and see if that particular trade adds or takes away from the overall arc, right? As I've learned now, and yes, I am a slow learner, because the series is almost over. When it comes to The Sandman, I'm going to have to review each trade as its own thing. You'd think I would have learned when it says on the back, these books can be read in order or as individual volumes. I wonder if that would be interesting. These books can be read in or out of order. If they had put that. I don't know. Or maybe I could review just the anthologies as its own thing, as I'm pretty sure the next trade will not be anthology-like like this one was. Now, when I started first reading World's End, which I don't know how to pronounce because it's S apostrophe, not apostrophe S. I want to say World's End. World's End, right? Anyhow, when I started reading this... Is the alcohol still in my system? I'm a lightweight now. World's End reminded me exactly of the House of Mystery series. So there's a bunch of people. They're not trapped in a house, but you know, there's a bunch of people sitting around telling stories. However, I like World's End a lot more than I like House of Mystery. Mainly because I don't give a shit about Fig. Or the characters, and I'll get to the art later, but whatever. Now, it says the back of the book. What's the back? Either the back of the book or King's intro. No. Back of the book. Chaucer? No, whatever. It says this book is based on Chaucer's stories, whatever. Canterbury Tales. Yeah, I've never read that. I have no idea what it's like, but they say it's very similar to this, so I assume there's a group of people telling stories. Whether they're trapped or not, whether there's a storm or not, whether they're all dead or not, I don't know. I don't know. However, this is the problem I have. Well, it's probably more my fault than theirs. Whenever I read The Sandman, or The Unwritten, I don't feel dumber. I feel like I should know more. I wish I'd know more. And then I go, I wish I had gone to the University of Iowa and gotten my English degree, despite how useless of a degree it is. Yeah, probably worse than a philosophy degree, right? Or a communications degree? I don't know. They're all pretty low. But at least I'd know more about the background of things. So, but fuck you, University of Iowa, for sending me my shit like a week or two after the semester started. Kind of hard to drive cross-country in snow. You know. Settle in, try to get a part-time job. Yeah, you know, whatever. So fuck you. Now, I normally bash The Sandman for being the most expensive series Vertigo has. Generally, I do a lot, because it's like, why are these so expensive? They don't come with any extras. It doesn't cost more to print something. Well, I guess it does cost more. but it's doesn't cost no more than other trades, right? And there aren't really any extras, any useful extras, anyhow. But whatever. But the one thing I've not been disappointed, except for that one time where half of the already thin book was a script in it, and that was fucking stupid. But there's a lot more meat in here and in The Sandman and in any comics mid to early 90s. There's a lot more meat here than in anything else. So it's very wordy. But it's not as wordy as one of Claremont's old issues. In fact, I always skim through stuff. Especially when it comes to The Sandman, because it's not like I can spoil anything. Because there's a bunch of stories, right? And then there's like a lot of words, a lot of dialogue, a lot of, not that much exposition, but there's still some, but mostly dialogue. It doesn't feel like added on here unnecessarily. It's just here, and it takes a long time to read. What did I read this week? I got my shipment from InStockTrades.com. InStockTrades.com, where you can save at least 37% on all your trades, and you get free shipping over $50. So I got my order in this week, and I read, The Boys, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is Adam Warlock sucks. Damn it, Abnett and Lanning, have you not read the Starlin stuff? And, some other trade. Oh, Transformers. This is really good, actually. No, Arnhod! Yeah, I read that all in like a week. It didn't really take long. Granted, I kind of read that as my bathroom book instead of the oh-so-boring The Historian. But The Sandman took a lot longer. I even read it in the bathroom sometimes, too, because I was like, man, I don't know when I'll get through with this now. So you get a lot of bang for your buck for the retail price of $19.99 in the deceptively smaller-looking trade. Now, I know I compared this to House of Mystery and, I compared it to House of Mystery. But House of Mystery, there are some stories that are only a page or two long, a couple pages here. Whereas in World's End, you get about four or five stories. I'm not going to talk about the stories individually. I find them all to be good. Surprisingly, even the last one, which I didn't even think was good, and it's pretty good. But all those four or five stories take up a good amount of pages, and not only that, but there are stories within stories, so yeah, there are actually more than four or five stories. It's pretty good. So the stories are far superior to House of Mystery. The one thing House of Mystery has going for it over this is that the art in those stories, not the art for Fig in them, that art sucks, but the art in the stories where the artist can only draw a couple pages because artists are fucking slow and artsy. I'm artsy. I need more time. I'm sorry. This comic's late. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Well, back in my day. No, I'm just kidding. Back in the day. Yeah. So the art there is really better. It's phenomenal. I guess it's easier when you only have one or two pages of story to draw. But so that has the plus thing for it. Now, one thing I didn't understand is that I didn't get the storm in it. Like, what was ending? Because they all said it was a reality storm. And then there was a procession of the Endless and I don't remember. Did an Endless die? I know Destruction left. Maybe that had to do with him leaving. See, I don't know. I have a feeling I'll find out in the next trade. Unless I really want to go back and read the previous trade, which I don't. But I have a feeling I'll find out in the next trade. I hope I do. That was it's pretty good. Yeah, here's something I don't normally do. I'm going to give The Sandman World's End by Neil Gaiman on my Mark Critic score, give me it a 5 out of 5. I'm shocked that I am. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't think I've enjoyed a Sandman trade since the first one. Although, granted, I think I have been looking at him wrong. And I'm just going to judge it each one now. Except, yeah. Because I think I expected them to be more interwoven. They kind of are, but the anthology ones like this one are, they're very loose, you know. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's all I got for this week at Beef and Vertigo. I feel like I could talk more. I'm in a talking mood. But it's hot, and I had to turn the fan off to record, so I need to clean my apartment. It's a mess. As always, thanks for listening, everyone. Appreciate it if you left me some feedback on iTunes. And next week's pick will be Air Pure Land. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email me at vertigocast@gmail.com or go to the comicforums.com. See what's coming up. Yes, I know that was disgusting. Visit the website at vforvertigo.blogspot.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/hellspire. And remember, man, go to your reunions. Have some fun. Have some drinky drink. And if anyone knows the name of Malibu and Pineapple, please tell me. I don't, that's like a thing with no name. That's a drink with no name. Just call it. Bartender didn't know. Other bartenders didn't know. Why don't I Google this shit? Anyways, goodbye, everybody.
And like that,